Yesterday morning, the staff and then myself, we were just opening up the playgroup, and the heat was the first sign was that the heat wasn't on, and we thought, well, this is funny. So we went and checked and realised then that the pipes had been cut, and the fence, the security fencing, had been broke, and that's how they got in. And then the oil tank was completely empty as well. So that was the reason why the heating wasn't working. So,
And did you have to send the children home then? At that stage, I'm sure they were gutted, and the inconvenience to mums and dads too, and granny and granddads.
They did. Just as we had realised what had happened, the parents had started arriving with the children, and they were coming into the playgroup. Now, they did notice the fence as well had been, it was all pushed in, you know. And so then I had to explain, because we had no heat or warm water, and I had to explain to the children, and these kids are about three, mainly 3 years old, so they were asking questions, why do I have to go home, and, you know.
You don't want to tell them that.
Because they love going.
Yeah, exactly, and you don't want to have to tell them the ignorance of some people. So, I mean, was the motivation to steal oil, was it just drained out? Is it just wanton vandalism? Do you have any idea why you'd be targeted?
We have no idea, because it's a small community-run playgroup. It's run by the parents, and the parents put so much effort, the amount of work that goes on to keep the place open. So I think it might have just been a random, you know, someone out to steal oil, because we're beside the club rooms of the Ernie GAA, and they did try to take the oil out of their tank as well. So it must have just been, it's been an opportunity and decided to break in and steal the oil. Why they would do that, I mean, it's the oil for children. The children were coming into the playgroup. I mean, basically you're stealing from there, and they broke into their space where they play. And that's the annoyance of it, you know, that someone would actually think it's okay to do this.
It's a real kick in the teeth, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, it is, because we rely a lot. We're part-funded for preschool places, so a lot of the parents have to fundraise every year, and it's so much hard work. And like last month, we had to raise money to replace the oil burner, because it was continuously breaking down, and it came to the end that we couldn't replace, or we couldn't fix it again, so... We put in so much hard work to actually replace the oil burner for the playgroup, and then to turn up yesterday morning to see that it was vandalised, and that the oil was actually took out of the tank as well. So now there's that added cost of getting everything fixed and replacing the oil again. You know, it is a kick in the teeth, and it's disappointing and disheartening, because we work so hard, you know, and the kids love it, and that's what it's all about, for the kids.
No. Yep. Who should be completely immune from all this, shouldn't they? But they're not. So, that being said, there's a great community spirit. It's a great facility, and you shall rally together to get everything back up and running by next week, I'm sure.
We will. That's the main thing now, is to get the heat fixed and for the kids to come back into the playgroup and get the fencing fixed and that. So we will be rallying together, and that's the good thing about we with the ones involved and within the community. They all support the playgroup, you know. So because it benefits the entire community, and it's just a small community as well. So that's it. We will be within the next week, initially get the heat fixed, but get everything else fixed and get it up and going again for the children.
Yeah, and I suppose anyone who has any information, pass it on.
That's it. If anyone's seen any suspicious activity, or anybody about just around the club rooms or around the playgroup, there's a number that the police gave us, is 101, so they can ring and give information.